1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Master Yahshua, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please Yahweh, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Master Yahshua. For this is the will of Yahweh, even your purification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in purification and honor. Not in the lust of evil desire, even as the Gentiles which do not know Yahweh, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that Yahweh is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For Yahweh has not called us unto uncleanness, but unto purification. He therefore that despises, despises not man, but Yahweh, who has also given to us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for you yourselves are taught of Yahweh to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brothers that are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that you increase more and more, and that you study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk honestly toward them that are outside, and that you may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, so that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Yahshua died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Yahshua will Yahweh bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of Yahweh, that we which are alive and remain to the coming of the Master shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Master himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Yahweh. And the sleeping in the Messiah shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Master in the air. And so shall we ever be with Yahweh. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. End of chapter.